Module 6, Lesson 4. The Labyrinth. What you'll discover. What is a labyrinth? The ancient roots of the labyrinth. Creating your own labyrinth experience. And menstruation as a spiral. So what is a labyrinth? Contrary to Jim Henson's film in the 80s, where Jennifer Connelly goes into this big giant maze and she gets stuck and finally she gets to the center and David Bowie's there in spandex and there's lots of Muppets and lots of singing, a labyrinth is actually not a big giant maze with monsters and bogs and things. It's based on a circle or a spiral, and it has only one single non-branching path that leads to the center. Labyrinth is a word of pre-Greek origin. It's often associated with the Minoan word labrys, which means double-edged axe. But what's notable is that a labrys was a symbol of the ancient Minoan mother goddess of Crete. Some people even argue that the word labyrinth shares the same roots as the word labia. So labyrinths have very ancient roots. They can be traced back to their spiral origins from over 30,000 years ago. But it was in that Neolithic era, that New Stone Age, where the labyrinth began to become more intricate, with coils or concentric circles or complex configurations. Labyrinths have spanned tens of thousands of years and have also spanned the entire globe. They've been found in places like Karahuyuk in Turkey, which we talked about, Knossos in Crete, which we talked about. That's where that procession fresco was found. And the largest concentration of ancient labyrinths on the planet is actually found in a remote set of islands off of Russia. There have been ancient labyrinths found all over from Egypt to Australia, Scandinavia, South Africa, South America, China, Tibet, Indonesia, Ireland, all over the world. And archaeologists and historians, they kind of disagree about what the meanings are, but one thing is clear. They popped up in every inhabited corner of the globe around the same time, thousands and thousands of years ago. So like the goddess figurines from that same time that symbolized life, death, and the power to regenerate, many theorize that the labyrinth too symbolizes this natural cyclic journey of life, death, and rebirth. It is said to be the returning to the beginning, the divine womb of creation. In that way, entering it and then returning from it is a ritual of rebirth. Initiates move to the sacred center where they're invited to let go of something, symbolizing a type of surrendering, like to a symbolic death. And then they're invited to emerge anew through the same passage to symbolize their own rebirth. The labyrinth is also something that was found all over the world near burial sites. And the theory is that was guiding the dead back to the earth womb for their own regeneration. Here's a quote that keeps this theory in mind from Deepak Chopra from the book The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success. I release this list of desires and surrender it to the womb of creation, trusting that when things don't seem to go my way, there is a reason, and that the cosmic plan has designs for me much grander than even those I have conceived. In more recent times, labyrinths were adopted by early Christianity. The most famous labyrinth is found in the Chartres Cathedral in France. Many, many churches and sacred sites were built on or near a labyrinth. It's not so common knowledge now, but they can still be found at various churches and places of worship around the world. Walking meditations are considered mystical rituals in almost every religious tradition in the world. they are still, to this day, a powerful tool for transformation and change, regardless of religious background. Creating your own labyrinth experience. The first thing I would suggest is to go to labyrinthlocator.com. You might be surprised, I know I was, in my little hometown in Washington State, when I searched labyrinthlocator.com when I'm going to visit my parents, I found there are 7 labyrinths in my hometown. So you never know. Check it out, look it up, and then maybe go on a pilgrimage to a few of the labyrinths in your town. Chances are there's one closer to you than you think. Another option, make one in sand on the beach if you live by the ocean or if you live by a lake with a sandy shore. If there's no beach near you, try a large ball of yarn and spiral a labyrinth around your backyard or your living room could work too, just making one path to the center. Remember, there's no wrong way to walk a labyrinth. It's just one path with no wrong turns, no missteps. You're simply on a path to the center and back again. One way to walk a labyrinth is as you journey in, release. Walking towards the center, you are invited to let go. Release, relinquish, become empty and open. At the center, receive. The center is a space to stop, pray, meditate, listen, receive energy, insights, or presence. The theory here is stay in the center until your intuition tells you it's time to go. So take as long as you want here. Just be present and receive. And then as you journey out, reintegrate. Retrace the path you entered from and return with whatever you received, reintegrating into life. In this way, it is like death, life, and rebirth. Release, receive, reintegrate. The 3 superpowers of that goddess energy: death, life, and rebirth. The spiral of life. So how does any of this tie into menstruation or your own personal menstrual experience? Well, you might be beginning to see a pattern here. Ancient goddesses were depicted as life giver, life taker, and regeneratrix. The universal mother goddess was nature, the ultimate cyclical being. Life giver, life taker, regeneratrix. The labyrinths symbolize these 3 aspects of nature, returning us to the beginning so that we can re-emerge regenerated. And menstruation is an of itself life-giving fluid that did not create life. So there's a miniature death. And then the regeneration within the woman, ready to spiral to begin again. Menstruation is a spiral within a spiral within a spiral, over and over and over again. Life, death, regeneration. Life, death, regeneration. As we see this symbolism repeated throughout ancient history, we can start to understand more and more how menstruation was revered as being intrinsically tied to the cycles and spirals found in nature. So whether you're creating your own labyrinth in a way that feels good to you, or finding one on a pilgrimage in your own hometown, let this be fun. As you experience the ancient cycle practice of the labyrinth and allow it to take you deeper into the spiral of your own body's wisdom. Good luck, happy spiraling, and I'll see you in the next lesson.